Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
On a spiritual note, I join theologian Father Gerald O'Collins as he takes us to visit Michelangelo's Pietà.
Many tourists and pilgrims who come here to Rome carry away at least one vivid memory, that of Michelangelo's Pietà in St. Peter's Basilica. The passion and death of Jesus come home to them when they contemplate his dead body lying limp in his mother's arms. His whole story is written in his lifeless body. His eyes are now closed, those eyes which smiled at children, blazed with anger on occasions, gazed in prayer towards heaven, filled with tears more than once, and looked steadily at his disciples when he asked, "Who do you say that I am?" His mouth is shut and silent, that mouth which announced, "Blessed are they that mourn," told the story of the prodigal son leaving home and then returning to his family, that mouth which declared at the end, "This is my body to be given for you." His ears are deaf, those ears which heard the cry of the blind beggar, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those ears which took in Peter's confession, "You are the Messiah," and responded once to Levi's invitation to be the guest of honour at a great party. His hands are torn and lifeless now, those hands which touched lepers, healed blind eyes, blessed sinners, broke the bread and shared the cup. His feet hang motionless, those feet which walked the roads of Galilee, took him to Levi's party, and carried him on the way of the cross going up to Jerusalem. His heart has stopped, and his brain is dead, that brain which shaped his golden words and that heart which beat with great compassion for the lost crowds and for the widowed mother following her own son's corpse to burial. Yes, Michelangelo's Pietà offers all of us a most moving way of remembering the suffering and death of Christ and the love which led him to his end and put him dead in his mother's lap. Please think these days, long and steadily, about Christ's dead body. The whole story of his life and love is written in that body, which now rests limp and lifeless in the arms of Mary.
You've been listening there to Jesuit theologian Gerald O'Collins.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.